Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that Washington is still recovering from some of the fireworks and explosions and oil well gushers and upset regarding hearings yesterday by the House Oversight Committee with leading executives from fossil fuel companies. And we know they are the absolute pit of evil. We will play some of those exchanges for you. Also, one of the big surprises of today in the news is the continued insistence by literally thousands and thousands of police officers and firefighters and other law enforcement personnel, their resistance to vaccines when the COVID-19 virus, it is the leading killer of any disease or gunfire or any risks of police work. Police work today, the leading risk is COVID-19. And partially because there are so many cops who are unvaccinated. We will be talking about that and some sound about different sides of that issue. Why would cops be so opposed to vaccines? We will get to that as well. We will also take a look at an execution that occurred yesterday. Fairly gruesome execution, perfectly legal. But the reason to talk about it is because this case illustrates better than any case I can think of ever why we need, in extraordinary circumstances, a death penalty. Why? We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First up, the hearings yesterday of the House Oversight Committee, and it's supposed to be a hearing about how the United States is failing, at least our oil companies are, to properly address climate change. And anytime you have AOC helping to lead a congressional hearing, you know it's going to be full of lots of heat, but not so much light. Here is the irrepressible Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking in the hearing and sounding the alarm to the rest of humanity.
Some of us have to actually live the future that you all are setting on fire for us. By 2028, crop yields are already projected to begin to fail, with famine beginning to hit the world's most vulnerable populations. By 2038, current U.S. drought, fire, and extreme heat trends could potentially make whole regions of the United States unlivable if we continue the trends that lobbyists are trying to have us pursue. And we have a tipping point by 2036. We do not have the privilege or the luxury of lobbyist spin. And it is incredibly important that we don't reach net zero or in some imaginary future, but that we actually cut through to carbon emissions reductions here in the United States and globally.
Okay, and how we are going to do that, we don't know. But as exciting as AOC was, and as certain as she is, and by the way, you'll notice they change these dates all the time. When Al Gore was initially going through with his Inconvenient Truth tour and winning the Oscar for the movie and winning the Nobel Prize, he was predicting that by 2020, all these things would have happened. that Miami would be underwater and there would be places in the United States that are uninhabitable. By the way, I'm not a climate change denier. I think it is appropriate that we pay some attention to issues of climate. And there are other benefits, too, besides just the ones related directly to climate. If we can reduce the consumption of fossil fuels and reduce the levels of pollution of all kinds, we all benefit. That's fine. But part of the reason that I think people look at this with so much skepticism and don't prioritize it today is because there has been so much wolf crying and exaggeration. It's as if when they first came to people warning about the impact of COVID-19, there was a great deal of skepticism. People didn't believe it. The reason is because of stuff like this. Because people predict some kind of huge disaster. This one went in the other direction. The common predictions were way low in terms of the damage. We're now at 750,000 people, and we're still dealing with 1,500 deaths a day. It's still a serious matter. And that's very, very different from what they're talking about the emergency and sounding the alarm and talking about uninhabitable parts of the United States. I believe she's talking about by the end of the Biden administration. They said by the end of the first terrible consequence was going to be hitting us by 2028. And yes, that would be if Biden does run for a second term. He won't. And if he does win a second term, and he won't. That's what you're talking about. So Joe better get working on it. Right, right. Cori Bush, who actually makes AOC look moderate, reasonable, coherent. She is the Democratic representative from Missouri. And she was not so friendly to the energy company executives. Why? Listen.
For years, you all have continued to promote continued fossil fuels despite knowing that promoting them means promoting environmental racism and violence in black and brown communities. You all are still promoting and selling fossil fuels that are killing millions of people. This is a striking example of white supremacy. Your profit-driven choices threaten my life, the lives of my family, my neighbors, and our community every single day. I sit before you as a black congresswoman with asthma, caused by fossil fuels and the tear gas you fund. I have a lot of questions, let me say.
Okay. What is it true that black people are more at risk somehow, more vulnerable to climate change? Are they talking about where it is that there are concentrated black populations in parts of Africa? And by the way, this is one anomaly where if you actually look at the death rate in Africa from COVID, it has not been as bad as people predicted. But the notion that she is a black congresswoman with asthma, do the fossil fuels cause the asthma? Is that what has happened? There is more, and she, well, do we have time for clip five?
Was Shell aware that black and indigenous communities in the U.S. would flood and burn first? Yes or no? Black and indigenous communities.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman, I'm not familiar with what you're referencing.
So let me ask you this. Are black communities like mine in St. Louis, like mine is expendable to you?
Of course not. Communities are not expendable. We work every day hand in hand with our communities. And in fact, climate change is such a pressing issue that we have, as companies, we have to work with the communities and with societies and with the government if we're going to be able to get to net zero by 2050.
Thank you. And, you know, your companies for decades have been misrepresenting information and redirecting attention to solutions you know to be false, and that's continuing even in this hearing. But I thank you for speaking up and saying what you said. We appreciate that. But we're at a tipping point. Developing fossil fuels now, given the escalation of the climate crisis and its harm on black and brown communities, is unconscionable. Given each of your roles in these attacks on our humanity, you all should resign. Thank you, and I yield back.
Okay, they all should resign? And that's... You're talking about attacks on humanity by producing fossil fuels and making our lives possible. We'll be right back to cops and vaccine.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, when it comes to support for the thin blue line, as it's sometimes been called, for the men in blue and women in blue, for law enforcement generally, I'm very, very enthusiastic. And I've told the story many times that part of what made me a conservative in the first place, way back in the 1970s, was working for a couple of years with police departments and basically seeing what terrific people the law enforcement people were, to see what an incredibly difficult job it is, and how very often the negativity toward police officers is so completely unjustified. It's worse than unjustified. These are people who deserve gratitude as much as people in any profession you can think of. They are people without whom basically civilization would be impossible. And in that context, it's very, very difficult for me to understand what is going on right now with the vaccine issue and law enforcement. And there's a report at CNN that in the largest police department in the country, it's one of the largest police departments in the world that, for a city, in New York City, 30% of police officers were not vaccinated as of October 20th. 30%. That's like the population at large. It may even be larger than some elements of the population at large. So what exactly is going on here with police officers resisting vaccinations that would protect them from a disease that claims more than 5 times more victims than all the shootings in the country of police officers? And we're talking about COVID-19. Here is a part of the way that this is explained by CBS News. Listen, clip two.
There are concerns growing about vaccine mandates here in New York City. There are fears of a first responder staffing shortage as early as next week when the vaccine mandate kicks in. A fire department official says that as many as 20% of the city's fire companies could close, and the department is scrambling to find solutions, including mandating overtime and canceling vacations to deal with the staffing issues.
Very difficult, and a serious problem, and a serious issue for understanding. This is the NBC affiliate in New York City. Listen.
At a huge rally outside Gracie Mansion tomorrow, all city workers face an ultimatum: get a vaccine shot or be placed on unpaid leave.
Chopper 2 is live over the scene right now, where thousands of first responders have been gathering for the past hour protesting that mandate. Now you can see them taking up more than a block on the street.
We're not getting you right out here to that protest. You can see all of them right here behind me. As you guys mentioned, the clock is ticking for city workers to get the shot. The deadline is tomorrow at 5 p.m. They are calling this rally their last stand.
Before tomorrow's major vaccine mandate takes effect, a last-ditch effort for some of the city's finest and bravest. Chopper 2 flying above as they rallied in front of the mayor's home, Gracie Mansion, to let their voices be heard.
This is really an absolutely unnecessary threat to the lives of New Yorkers. There is no crisis. Right now, 8% of New York City firefighters are out with fire-related injuries, and 1/16 of that number is out with COVID.
The city says it's ready to show the door to 3,500 FDNY members if they don't get the shot. A high-ranking FDNY source tells CBS 2 as many as 20% of fire companies could close, and their ambulance fleet could be impacted as well.
This is amazing stuff, and it's very much more and goes on. And one of the important things to keep in mind about this, it seems to me, is that the insistence on mandates for cops and for firefighters is that the entire system breaks down if you make an exception here. And making an exception for law enforcement, there is no medical reason to make an exception. And in fact, there's a very strong medical reason not to, because when you are working with other people, it's very tough to maintain social distancing if you're working in law enforcement of any kind, because you're going to have to come close to people. The chances are, otherwise, you're going to be in great danger and very seriously handicapped. And the the purpose of maintaining the vaccine mandate is not just for the sake of protecting your police force. It's for the sake of protecting the public in general. There was this from Savannah Guthrie on the large shortage of firefighters and other first responders already with the vaccine mandate just now taking effect. This is clip 8.
Is intensifying over COVID vaccine mandates in cities all across the country, and things are really coming to a head here in New York. Police officers, firefighters, and other city workers must show proof of COVID vaccination by tonight or risk losing their jobs.
160,000 workers employed by New York City have until 5 p.m. tonight to show proof if they've had at least one shot. But as that deadline fast approaches, the largest fire department in the nation, the FDNY, is preparing for a possible shortage of first responders. Today in New York City, unvaccinated municipal workers have just hours to get their first COVID shot. Employees who don't have at least one shot by 5 p.m. tonight face unpaid leave starting Monday.
Our members should have a choice about their health.
Hundreds of firefighters and their supporters protesting Thursday outside Mayor Bill de Blasio's home.
I'm not against
taking
people's freedom.
Right now, the FDNY says just 65% of its firefighters have received at least one shot. Union officials say up to one-fifth of fire companies could close, but the city says it will make do.
Okay, this is all very, very peculiar. There's a huge CBS poll that just came out, and what the poll shows is that no, the police officers and the firefighters who are objecting to the vaccine mandates are way out of touch with the public. And there's overwhelming public support for encouraging vaccines, even voting for vaccines. Your views about should the COVID vaccine be required, this according to CBS poll, to go to a workplace of people who are vaccinated, or the heavy majority, 69%. Get on a plane, 76%. And then they also say, do you prefer to vote for a candidate who discourages vaccines or encourages vaccine? This surprised me. It's 64%, even of Republicans, want a candidate who encourages vaccines. 76% of independents, 90% of Democrats. So what is going on? There's an opinion here from a veteran police captain coming up on the MedVet Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The DOJ is discussing the possibility of giving millions of dollars to illegal immigrant families that were split up at the border due to a separation policy put in place during the Trump administration. This has many Republicans outraged, including Indiana Representative Jim Banks, who also describes the other ways he thinks the White House is mishandling the border situation.
To stop construction of the border wall, to reinstitute catch-and-release policies, and end the Trump policies like the Remain in Mexico policies. Those policies worked under Donald Trump.
The FDA is authorizing the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for use in younger kids. The health agency is signing off on the shots that are designed for children between the ages of 5 and 11. About 28 million children stand to become eligible once the shots are approved. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Since the start of the pandemic, there have been 476 police officers who have died from coronavirus, about five times the number of deaths from gunfire all across the country in the same period. Despite these figures, writes a police captain who is retired, Sonia Pruitt. She says that despite these figures, many police officers have resisted guidance of public health experts touting the importance of masks and COVID-19 vaccines. It is an amazing thing that is going on here, and it is unclear what's going to come of it. We will be speaking to Sonia Pruitt, retired captain for the police in Montgomery County, Maryland. She is a founder of the Black Police Experience, which promotes the education and history of the intersection between law enforcement and the black community. She'll be talking about this looming crisis with vaccine mandates and police unions. Okay, coming up is obviously the big Virginia election, and Glenn Youngkin went on Fox News to make his closing arguments. This at the same time that Fox just came out with a poll that showed Youngkin bursting into the lead, leading McAuliffe by 8 points among likely voters, 53% to 45%. The margin of errors is much less than that 8% margin, and in fact, it's only plus or minus 3 percentage points. If this poll proves accurate at all, there's even the chance of Republicans taking one or both houses of the state legislature. So this is a big deal. Here is the Republican nominee, Glenn Youngkin, clip 4.
What's happening in Virginia today with us winning independence by double digits and Democrats walking across the aisle and voting for us, this isn't going to be close. Virginians are making a big statement. We're making a statement that there's a new day ahead of us. Low taxes, the best schools, the best jobs, safe communities, and a government that works for us. It isn't telling us what to do all the time. Well, these are universal values, and Virginians are ready to step forward and make this race not even close.
And let us hope so. There's a huge article in Politico about President Trump doing his part. He's going to be participating in a digital rally trying to make sure that people get to the polls for Glenn Youngkin, but he's not actually traveling in person to Virginia because that's what Terry McAuliffe wants. He wants the whole election to be about Donald Trump, who lost the state by 10 points. And very intelligently and appropriately, he is allowing the Republican candidate to make it about that Republican candidate. We're also talking about law enforcement a moment ago. And with the soaring murder rate in the United States, I want to speak for just a moment about the death penalty. There is all kinds of news about the execution that occurred yesterday. The Oklahoma administered the death penalty yesterday, on a man who convulsed and vomited as he was executed for the 1998 slaying of a prison cafeteria worker, ending a 6-year execution moratorium brought on by concerns about its execution methods. The prisoner, the deceased individual, was declared unconscious about 15 minutes after the first of three drugs was administered and declared dead about 6 minutes after that at 4:21. Before that, he said his last words were, "Let's go, let's go, let's go." He was obviously in a hurry to have it finished with. It's a gruesome prospect. He convulsed and vomited and was not doing well. And the whole idea of the execution process is to try to avoid as much pain as possible. But the reason I'm speaking to you about this case is because there is one argument for the death penalty that is just, it seems to me, about unanswerable. And it has to do exactly with cases like this. And why? Because he had, in the 1990s, committed a series of bank robberies. And he was armed robberies and assaulting individuals with firearms. He was sentenced to 130 years because it was a long series. It was scores of robberies, and they finally gave him a good sentence, strong sentence, 130 years. He had just begun serving that sentence when he grabbed a cafeteria worker named Gay Carter, and he took her into a mop closet and he stabbed her 16 times and killed her with a homemade shank. My question for you is, this is a guy who's already gotten a 130-year term. He has very, very little chance of getting out of prison for the rest of his life. Okay, what do you do? You convict him, he's killed this woman, and killed her brutally and horribly and sadistically. And since he's already gotten a life sentence, what do you do with somebody like that? One of the reasons that it's necessary to have that ultimate sentence for rare cases is to avoid situations like this. You don't think it would be a factor for most prisoners if they knew they had a good chance of getting the death penalty? I suspect that given the fact that he'd been through all this, and then it's been back and forth as it usually has. He killed this lady in 1999, so he's been awaiting his execution for 20 years. Look, the idea that that the execution, the death penalty, doesn't matter, it's used fairly frequently in serious murder cases to get suspects to confess or to cooperate. Like the Green River Killer that we had here in Washington, he ended up identifying a lot of these bodies that he had hidden, what he killed, close to 50 people, I think maybe more. And a bunch of them, they identified the bodies because he made a deal with the prosecution that he would be spared the death penalty, which still existed in the state of Washington. Now, do I think this is politically a good issue to take up? No, it's probably a terrible issue. Because the young people who are going to be deciding the future are not strong on the death penalty, partially because it's never really been accepted as part of normal life. And the idea of criminal reform, prison reform, or police reform having to do with the elimination of the death penalty is going to make, obviously, supervising prisons and having more situations like this in prisons across the country where a prisoner who's already serving, in effect, a life term, goes ahead and grabs a cafeteria worker. It's not even clear that there was a sexual motive in it. 16 times. Stabbed and stabbed and stabbed in a closet. Now, one of the movies we're going to be reviewing has its own serial killer. But you don't find out who the serial killer is until the very end of the story. And I'm not going to give you a hint of who that might be. But this is a movie with Anya Taylor-Joy of The Queen's Gambit, and with the beloved star Diana Rigg, who passed away last year. She stars in her last major movie role from The Avengers on TV years ago. The film is called The Last Night at Soho, and a horror film for Halloween called Antlers. We'll be reviewing coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Wishing everybody a wonderful weekend and a sunny one, which we are told we should be expecting. But it should be a great time to get a little bit out of the rain in this gorgeous fall season. And in this gorgeous fall season, I have will admit that I have had a very long-standing interest in moose. I mean, it's something that I made jokes about, but I've also traveled all sorts of places with the hope of seeing moose and succeeded, because they're not always the easiest animals to find. Yellowstone, and took my whole family to Isle Royale in a national park in the middle of Lake Superior, and we saw moose there. Because I'm fascinated by them. They're extremely bizarre and interesting beasts. So I was particularly intrigued by the title of one of the movies we have to cover from Hollywood. Okay, the film is called Antlers. And it's one of those movies that don't be lured in by the title, because it has nothing to do with moose or moose hunting or deer or elk or anything with real antlers. In fact, it's not even clear, having seen the film and wishing that I hadn't, you wonder why the title is applied. The basic setup is Carrie Russell, who's a wonderful actress and has been great in so many things. Waitress was one of her classic roles, but she's been a fixture on TV and in movies. And here she plays a teacher who has come to her hometown, which is in the middle of the Oregon woods. It's a small town, but this is that part of Oregon, at least in the minds of screenwriters, where literally it rains and is damp and wet and depressing every single day. There's no exceptions. In any event, she's teaching at the little rundown school there. And there is one boy who seems to be having some very serious problems. And the problems are he lives in a creepy house, and he may be living there alone. And the boy is about 11. The movie, Antlers. Listen.
What is storytelling? Storytelling started with our indigenous people. Can anyone give me an example of a myth or a story they're afraid of?
Something is going on with Lucas. His drawings belong to a student of mine.
It's a diabolical spirit.
Excuse me, this is a myth.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, for you, it's supposed to be an Algonquin myth, even though I don't think there are many Algonquin Indians anywhere around Oregon. And an Algonquin myth of a Wendigo, which is a monstrous beast that, at least according to the screenplay, is supposed to punish a white people for their sins. And the film, it turns out he is not exactly living alone in the house with his father or with anyone else. He's living with an evil spirit that eats people, and the scenes of cannibalism in this film with this monster that is semi-human are as grotesque as anything you've seen in the way of cannibalism, where you actually see faces being chewed off and entrails being removed and ripped off by teeth, and none of it is well done. None of it means anything. None of the characters make any sense at all. There's some kind of guilty secret that you never really find out about the main character, the teacher, and her brother, who she's reunited with, who's the town sheriff, who's played by Jesse Plemons. The amazing thing about this film is Carrie Russell is a well-respected, very gifted actress. The producer of this film, one of the primary producers, is Guillermo del Toro, who is an Oscar winner. He did The Shape of Water, among other things. Scott Cooper, who directed this, is also did a film I loved called Hostiles, which was a Western film, and did the film Wild Heart, the one that won Oscar for Jeff Bridges. And in any event, Antlers is not going to win any Oscars. I do think it will be up for serious consideration in the world of Golden Raspberries and Golden Turkey Awards. One star. It is rated R, of course, as disgusting as just in terms of sheer disgust. And the film, obviously, is released for Halloween. It's supposed to be scary. There's a difference between scary and disgusting. Another skilled director has done a very different film. It's called Last Night in Soho, and it features Anya Taylor-Joy and Mackenzie Thomason, who was in Jojo Rabbit, and a range of other interesting figures. Terrence Stamp, who was a veteran of 1960s movies. Diana Rigg, of course, who was a star playing Emma Peel, of the Avengers years ago. She just died. This is her last role. The basic setup is Thomason Mackenzie, who is the main character, is a girl from Cornwall, the country, who goes to London to study fashion. But there she becomes obsessed with a mysterious figure who may be from another age, from the swinging 60s. That's the Anya Taylor-Joy character, and that haunting presence dominates the movie. Listen.
Last night I saw something in my dreams. I was a girl.
And you are?
Sandy. It really happened.
What did you see?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I want to report a murder.
You witnessed the murder last night, but you believe this was a vision from the past.
The guy that killed her is still out there. I have to stop him. I know what you did.
I've done a lot of things. You can have to be more specific, love.
Okay, I have to be specific. The film is gorgeous to look at, and Anya Taylor-Joy is a very compelling figure on screen. She dances, she sings, she does well with all of it. And the film is made by a very admired cult director named Edgar Wright. He's directed Shaun of the Dead, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Hot Fuzz, and then he did this recent acclaimed music documentary, Sparks. And the music is actually the best thing in Last Night in Soho. The film score is dominated because one of the characters is obsessed with the swinging 60s in London, Soho being one of the happening neighborhoods in London from that time. Still is, to some extent. But the music they use has a lot of pre-Beatles London pop, and it's compelling and it's atmospheric. a little bit creepy, as everything in this film is, but the film's gorgeous to look at, and it's you can admire the craft in it. The plot and the screenplay is a complete disaster, and it goes nowhere. It is very difficult to follow some of the twists and turns, but there are no real twists and turns either. I mean, it's one of those things where it changes at the last half hour and becomes a different film, which really is a slasher film, where there are, there are various ghostly spirits concerned, connected with the victims of the slasher in the film. 1.5 stars. It again, do you ever fall asleep? Usually not. And again, because the art in the film is too great. But one of the things that this shows is that when you're talking about trying to do Halloween movies, and I think both of these are attempts to do that, being too wrapped up in mood and artistry and not wrapped up in basic things like creating characters who are sympathetic and believable, even vaguely believable, that is a great danger for people preparing such films. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween and a dry one, and will join us on Monday when we're actually going to be covering a number of issues, including a claim that was made, and it's been circulated all around the world. Now it's been fact-checked, and we have some fact-checking to do, too. Quote, the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday originated in 1637 in an event announced by the governor of Massachusetts to celebrate the massacre of several hundred native people from the Pequot tribe. Is that even vaguely true? What does Snopes say? We will get to that. We will also get to the continued nail-biter about the Democrats trying to get Build Back Better back on track. Will that happen? Not by Monday, I don't think, but one can either hope for a change of plan and a change of scenery and more in this greatest nation.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.